Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to discuss what to do when you work for someone who seems threatened by you. We've got a question that involves a long-term valued employee whose new boss does not like the fact that he's well-liked by the CEO and the COO of the organization.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I can see how that would be threatening to a new boss.
Yeah, definitely.
And we've seen many other examples of managers feeling threatened by their staff, so maybe we can talk about those.
Oh, definitely.
As well.
Yeah.
And how to handle those.
Yeah. Okay, Logan, what's our question?
I work in the communications department of a large not-for-profit, and I'm having trouble with my boss. She was hired about 6 months ago, taking the place of a manager who I got along with really well. This new boss seems to resent me and looks for opportunities to either knock me down or get me in trouble. I think this is partially due to the fact that I'm on good terms with both the CEO and the COO of our organization. She's mentioned more than once that I'm their favorite go-to. She resents it whenever they ask me to work on a special project. I'm feeling uneasy and worried that she's targeting me. How can I turn the situation around?
Yeah, it's very easy to feel threatened at work in general.
Yeah.
You know, it's disappointing that this new manager doesn't forge her own relationships or his own relationships so that... you know, doesn't see this obviously long-time employee as a threat.
Right.
But people do. I mean, this is why the workplace is competitive. This is what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay to have a good relationship with the COO and the CEO, but when somebody does come in between, that is going to be threatening.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think that it's interesting. I'm trying to think where we wrote the most about being threatened. I think it was for in working for you isn't working for me, right? Mm-hmm. And talking about that kind of a boss. And usually they feel competitive with you, right? So this is a good setup for creating some competitive feelings in the sense that the new boss is trying to make a good impression and probably does not like the favoritism that she perceives this person is receiving. Right?
I mean, it's unfortunate because a lot of people would come into that situation and not feel threatened. They'd go, oh, good, you have a good relationship with them.
Right.
That'll help us. But this particular person doesn't like it.
Right.
You know, so what do you do in a situation like that?
Well, what we recommend is to really help that person, right, look good and give them the sense that you're on their team and that you recognize their talents, their skills, their expertise, and that you incorporate them in almost everything that you do so that they feel like they're part of as opposed to competing with you.
I also think when you work with somebody who's easily threatened, you have to downplay the threat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, just don't. I mean, if that person says to you, well, the CEO just paid you such a great compliment, I would just brush it off and say, yeah, well, I think he says that about everybody. Like, don't play it up because you're with somebody who just is threatened by that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you need to get along with your boss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate, though, that people are like that. But they are. And my concern, though, is when you have an easily threatened boss that they'll try to really block you from reaching the CEO and the COO. You know, they'll say, nothing can go through. Everything has to go through me.
Right.
I've seen that happen. And then it does hurt your relationship. So you have to be very careful if that begins to happen to maintain the relationship, but also don't piss off your boss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think managing up, you know, we talk about that. Meeting regularly with this boss, telling him or her, if it's either one, exactly what you're doing, finding out their ideas, their opinions about what you're doing, whether you really want their ideas and opinions or not. Mm-hmm. You know, in this case, if you're asked to do a special project, bringing that directly to your boss and just saying, I think this will make our whole department look good. Let's see how I can get you involved with this or how we can do this together. Just everything you can do to incorporate them in what you're doing.
Yeah. So that I think is all really positive, and making sure you do speak positively to the CEO and the COO about your boss. Yeah. But I do worry that this person could be a big problem for you.
Yeah.
So just watch out for those signs. You know, if the boss is bad-mouthing you potentially to break that relationship up.
Yeah.
Right. Or if the boss is, controlling you and not allowing you to have any visibility, you know, because I'm sure you've worked very hard to develop your relationships at the company, and then somebody comes in and they want to block that. That's
so if you experience things like being excluded or taken out of projects or cut out of email chains or told, I'll do this now, I'm going to handle this now, you don't need to be doing that anymore.
Yeah, that everything has to go through me, you can no longer contact them without including me, looping me in. Those are all suspicious to me. I mean, that's when the person who's threatened has now taken it into paranoia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so just watch out for that. That could be worrisome.
Okay, so we're talking about number one, helping deactivate the threat by showing your goodwill, your intention of supporting them, your desire to make them look good, and including them in as many ways as you can with the projects you're working on, and especially with the goodwill that you've developed with the COO and the CEO. And then you're saying number two is to really just watch out for signs of undermining behavior.
Yeah, by somebody who's threatened by you, they may be sabotaging you.
Yeah. What do you do if that's the case, Kathy?
I would try to get them fired. I mean, if somebody is doing that, if you have developed these great relationships and you're a good worker, that's why you've developed them, you're valued. And then somebody comes in and they say, you know, you can no longer talk to those people without looping me in, I would somehow let them know that this is going on.
Because, let the COO and the CEO know this.
Yeah, I'd let them know that,
that
that's going on. I mean, it might be okay, and they may say, look, well, you know, we'll always have our relationship, but that's okay, just loop this person in.
Yeah.
But as long as they know, I would let them know that. You've worked too hard to have somebody come in and now filter all of your thoughts and your hard work through them. That's suspicious to me.
So in some regards, you have to let this individual also know that you're, because on the one hand, you downplay your popularity or your successes, but on the other hand, you have to make it clear that you plan to continue to have ownership of certain
areas.
You're
not really downplaying your successes. What you're downplaying is how you feel about yourself, because you know, you're threatening to somebody, so you don't want them to feel that they get that you get pleasure out of that, that that's your purpose.
Right.
You're just a hard worker, you're just doing what you're doing, and maybe people like you, but you don't really feel that way. You know, you still think you have to work hard. That's really the threat, is we don't want to come up against someone who's better than us, is going to show us up.
Yeah.
But if you run up against someone who's just very good at what they do, but you realize they're not going to threaten your career.
Right.
That's not in their nature, they're going to back off and work with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Which makes this whole thing so tough.
Yeah, it does. It's a real challenge, especially when you've had a situation that says, I used to get along really well with my former boss. Mm-hmm. So to come from that situation to now this new condition where you're sort of on trial is very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I would say, again, just from an unhooking or self-care perspective, this is a time where you should be doing a lot of physical unhooking after work, before work, during the weekends, where you get to just keep, you know, releasing any toxins, and also really looking at the situation from what your options are, trying not to feel persecuted, because you can feel really kind of victimized by someone who gives you a hard time for establishing positive relationships.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to take good care of yourself. And I would try to bond with this person if it's possible.
Right.
And try to get them to see you're not a threat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and talk more about this type of a personality.
If you like this podcast, you might want Kathy and Catherine to come into your company.
Yes, we can come into your company, give a lecture as a lunch and learn.
Or we can be your next keynote speakers at your conference.
Or we can give a webinar, teleconference, or a live interactive workshop.
Choose from a large number of topics such as dealing with difficult people at work, managing up, the business of setting boundaries, and numerous others. Check out our website for more.
Or just give us a call or send an email. All of our contact information is on our website, ksquaredenterprises.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. So I thought we would just talk more about, easily threaten people, people that feel threatened at work. I mean, sometimes we threaten people and sometimes people threaten us. I mean, it goes both ways.
Yes. So I was going to talk about a time, two times, once when I clearly threatened someone and when I was threatened by someone else.
Okay.
So I begin with the
I can't wait.
So I was in the Peace Corps, and I'll talk about when I was threatened, actually. They come in cycles, volunteers, right? So for what you volunteer for 2 years, after 1 year, a whole nother cycle of volunteers came in. Mm-hmm. So they shipped in, and I was in this island, Ponape, in Micronesia, so it's just like the flight came once a week, and when someone it landed, you were there. It was sort of like Treasure Island. So they, this whole plane full of volunteers arrived, and there was this one woman who was perkier, friendlier, smarter, more politically correct than anybody else, and I felt threatened by her.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, in the very first couple of weeks, we were supposed to take them on a field trip to this place, Nan Madol, which was a huge ancient ruin, like it looked like a fortress. And I took on the leadership role where it's like, let me show you. You don't know. I'm going to show you how to talk to the Ponapeans, and I'm going to show you how to climb up this ruin. And I was like definitely jealous and competitive with this person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was I did go up the ruin in leading her, and then I promptly fell down the ruin and almost killed myself. And so that was a good...
Oh.
It was a very
humbling.
Good...
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, I was down at the base of the ruin in the rubble with
I'm
my glasses
right
on.
Now. I'm so embarrassed for you.
But the thing that's so funny is she did nothing, which is, I think,
Wow.
I mean? She did nothing to cause that in me, except that she was obviously, I knew she was going to be a stellar volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So my competitive feelings got me to the position of falling off an ancient ruin.
Wow.
Wow.
Quite humbling.
The gods were like, stop. Stop your
Actually,
nonsense.
Actually, it's true. I heard a voice when I was running up. I heard this voice said, don't do this.
Wow.
But I kept going because I was going to show her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's feeling threatened.
Be careful out there, folks.
And then, I'm sure everybody relates to that.
Yeah. And then I threatened, when I came back and was a recruiter, I threatened one of the mainstays of the office who she stopped talking to me. Out of nowhere. I thought it was out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a similar thing where I was the newcomer and I was full of beans and very, fun. And I think I was fun. And she just stopped talking to me. And my boss said just what you were talking about earlier, Kathy, which is she said, people do not shut you out because they don't care. They shut you out because they care too much. So
right.
You need to go and befriend this person.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So that's what I did.
Mm.
And her jokes were the funniest. Her outfits were the best. Everything.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It did.
Wow.
Yeah.
So those are my two examples.
Wow. I know I threaten people all the time, and I don't ever intentionally go in to threaten anybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not, I don't ever think about that. I just, obviously, I think I just work harder or smarter or faster or something.
Right.
So I know I've told this story because you just reminded me, but when I worked at Wrangler Jeans, this is like going back, I was just really on a fast track and I really liked what I did. So I remember at one point I asked for more money and they called me in and they said, we really want you to stop working so hard because you're really threatening everybody. And I had no idea. I didn't stop working hard. I just went and got another job.
Yeah.
Pretty soon after that, I saw the writing on the wall. They were really looking for more mediocrity, which is what I've run into a lot. And I know I told that story last week about
I think it was the Xerox. She told me
yes.
because I told her I was good.
Yeah.
At sales training, she said
that
we could never hire anyone who says that about themselves. So I run into that. But in terms of feeling threatened, I've learned over the years that people threaten me a lot. Let's say there are other authors in our category, uh-huh. or their work seems more cutting edge because it's new to me. Mm-hmm. That when I scratch the surface, they're not any better. Like I've just sort of learned that don't let that first impression of wow, that you know they've got something on me, that I just know that when you scratch the surface, they don't.
Right.
That they're as human as I am. That
right.
they know better.
So
that
they may have something to contribute.
Exactly.
But they're not
going to replace
in a higher place than you are.
Right. Or replace me.
Yeah.
That they have strengths and they have weaknesses, and they're probably not the same as mine. So.
I've just kind of,
but I've learned that over the years. I used to feel very threatened by people that I thought knew more than me in my area of expertise, and I would just avoid them.
Right.
Uh-huh. You know, but I've just learned that there's really nothing to be afraid of, that if somebody does have something to contribute, that's really great.
I think what's great, though, even about talking about this, is to appreciate that it's not uncommon.
Right.
To feel threatened, right? Or to be somehow perceived as being threatening. And that as human beings, we all have our insecurities. So, and everyone's sort of jockeying for a position. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned earlier, the workplace is a competitive environment. And so to appreciate that, because then I always say to clients, if you feel as if someone is competitive with you, they probably are. But that doesn't mean that either you have to condemn that person or the relationship, or that you have to completely pull back and withdraw. You just have to then take actions to connect with that person,
right,
and to show them that you're not a threat to them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And once I'm a threat to somebody, I usually just totally back down.
Yeah.
If I care. You know, if I don't care, it doesn't matter. But if I care and I want to work with them, or I want to be friends with them, I just completely back down. I don't really feel... I mean, I have a very strong personality, so I tend to be alpha, but I don't really need it. I don't really care about it. So I can easily give it up if somebody else wants it in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something you just have to learn about yourself.
Yeah.
You know, what threatens you and what doesn't, you know, and what you can live with.
Right.
But I read an article this morning about, do you have a strong personality that turns off people? And I thought, okay, let me click on this. And I passed the test. And the thing is, the qualities were all very positive qualities.
Yeah.
So what that means, you know, it's, are you somebody who's very planned?
Uh-huh.
Are you someone who speaks your mind?
Uh-huh.
You know, it was all of this positive stuff. And then, so I realized, you know, if you are happy in your life and you're doing what you do and you do it well, you're going to piss people off.
Right. Yeah. And you have a strong personality.
Right.
Yeah. It's true. It's that there are the individuals. And P.S., there are people who are going to just pick you out of the crowd anyway. Just,
sure.
I mean, I've had people say, you're so nice, you're too nice. Like that somehow is a
horrible threatening
thing. Yeah, or you seem to be, your life seems to be good and mine's not as good. You know, so there's a lot of, it's human nature, we do a lot of comparing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately, often despairing, but comparing and then somehow figuring out where we stand relative to another person.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I see that all the time, people sizing each other up to decide, you know, who's stronger here, who isn't. Yeah, I mean, that is human nature.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So just in terms of overall, we're saying if you are perceive that you are a threat to someone, first of all, you're probably correct.
Right.
Because you're getting a vibe of some kind, right?
Sure.
And the best way to address that is to actually approach the person and in some way try to connect with them and show that you aren't going after them, going after their job or their position or their success or whatever the case may be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you are someone who feels threatened, what do we suggest for that? Get over it.
Well, I mean, I think it's something you do have to work through.
Yeah.
I think you have to think about, you know, well, what kind of power am I giving this person? Like, what is it that they have that I'm jealous of?
Yes.
So do some introspective thinking?
I think you do. I think you have to think about it. And, you know, you have to, you know, take stock of that and then understand, depending who this person is in your world, in your work life, you may have to come to terms with there's something to learn here.
Mm-hmm. Right. And also, what is your vulnerable area, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're older, you may be threatened by younger people and talent. If you're a man, you may be threatened by a woman, or vice versa. If you're a woman, you may find men threatening or not, but to know what your areas are, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Someone who thinks they're very smart and you're invested in you being the smartest person in the room, that can be a challenge for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So to know our tender areas.
Or if somebody, you know, for women, I know looks is a big area.
Yeah.
A really big area of comparison.
Yes.
Where we feel very threatened.
Mm-hmm.
I have a client who, she's no longer in this situation, but she was working very intensely with another colleague who was a friend, and the colleague made a habit of wearing always low-cut outfits and flirting extensively with any...
Oh, that's in every management book of how to get by.
And that was very hard for my client, right? Because on the one hand, she liked the friend. She didn't want to rob her of any success, but on the other hand, she's like, how can I compete with that? I can't do what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to find other ways to demonstrate her capabilities that weren't sexual, you know, and that weren't flirtatious.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that takes a lot of self-control, I think.
Wow. Did that happen recently, or was this years ago?
Not so very long ago.
That's sad in a way.
Yeah.
That women use that.
People have their tactics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Men use it too.
They wear low-cut dresses?
Well, no. But use their, you
their
know,
looks.
Their looks as a means of.
Sure. Well, we were just talking about that last week. Remember the Casanova who was doing serial relationships with the other women?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah, people, exactly. But I think this is a big issue, feeling threatened at work and being the person who is threatened at work.
Yeah.
And I think it takes some introspection to figure out, you know, if you are threatening, how to be less threatening.
Yeah.
And vice versa, if you are threatened, what is it that triggers you?
Right.
Right.
And this is an area that really everybody has to figure out. No one's an angel here, I don't think.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I think everybody has this. And sometimes it started in your family of origin with your siblings.
Always.
Oh, my God. Did she just say that?
Always.
Kathy is so insightful. That's so very true.
I think it is, yeah.
It's true. What your greatest fear that happened there is definitely going to come up at work. So if it's that you don't get attention or that you're not heard or that someone else is going to outshine or you're not the favorite or if you're a rebel, that your alternative opinion of things is going to be squashed. It's true. All that stuff
plays
out.
I mean, I do see that the family dynamic plays out and the bosses are the parents, so that if a parent is giving more attention to one employee, the others, you know, get very uncomfortable. So just think about that and notice, you know, are you playing out your family in the office? Because that's your job, not your boss's job, to figure that out.
That's right. True.
Leave mommy and daddy at home.
They are not going to give you a restorative family experience. No. Okay, so that's the end of this podcast. Join us next week for another My Crazy Office. Tweet us your stories and advice about workplace situations where you may be threatened or threatening to others. To Ask K2, vote for us on Podcastland, review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.